This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Foreign Secretary Vikramesri will today brief members of all party delegations being sent abroad by India for diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, the government had announced to send multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Seven such delegations are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council. The delegations, comprising 59 members of parliament, will visit a total of 32 countries. The visit is scheduled to start from the 23rd of this month, and it will continue till the 1st of next month. These countries include the US, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Denmark, Guyana, Brazil, Colombia, South Korea, Japan, and Singapore. The Border Security Force has announced that the retreat ceremony will resume at all three joint checkposts along the Punjab frontier starting today. According to the BSF, the ceremony will be open exclusively to media persons today and will be resumed for the general public from tomorrow. The retreat ceremonies at Attari, Husainiwala, and Sadki had been suspended for the public on the 8th of this month. The decision to suspend the retreat ceremony was taken a day after India conducted Operation Sindoor, targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. The Border Security Force, BSF, has, however, said the gates between the two nations will remain shut on the Indian side. There will be no ceremonial handshake between the Indian Guard commander and his counterpart from the Pakistan Rangers after the lowering of flags at sunset, a departure from the usual tradition. India has been awarded the Certificate of Elimination of Trachoma as a public health problem by the World Health Organization at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. This recognition is a testament to India's sustained efforts in disease elimination, preventive health care, and commitment to ensuring health for all. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has underscored energy security as one of the most pressing global challenges of our time. Leading India's delegation to the BRICS Energy Ministers meeting in Brazil, he showcased India's clean energy achievements. Mr. Manohar Lal highlighted India's decade-long progress in expanding power generation, boosting renewable energy, advancing green hydrogen, and improving energy access.
Energy efficiency, as we all know, it remains the first priority. It is a key focus area for us, with several initiatives resulting in significant emission reductions. The energy conservation, sustainable building codes, star rating system, star rating program, and rooftop solar requirements in residential and commercial sectors are reducing energy intensity while enhancing user affordability.
The meeting concluded with a joint commitment to strengthening energy security, tackling energy poverty, and supporting sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 103 Amrit Bharat stations on Thursday from Deshnok in Bikaner, Rajasthan. These stations have been upgraded with modern amenities and redeveloped under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme as city centres showcasing regional culture and heritage. Senior NCP leader Chagan Bhujbal was sworn in as a minister of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to him at Raj Bhavan. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. It has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas of Tamil Nadu, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally down in afternoon trade today amid mixed global cues, as selling was seen in the auto, PSU, bank and financial service sectors in the morning trade today. Sensex declined 535 points to 81,523, while Nifty dropped 149 points to 24,796 in early trade when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.